Welcome to the deep dive. We are going to be looking at archetypes today. And, well, I guess if you don't know what those are, you know, sometimes when we try to understand ourselves and our place in the world, it can feel a little bit like we're just looking at a giant puzzle with no picture to guide us.
Yeah, exactly. It can feel really overwhelming.
So today we're diving into these archetypes. Think of them as these like fundamental patterns that psychologists and thinkers have identified, you know, throughout history and cultures. And these archetypes, they kind of act like blueprints, you know, helping us understand different parts of ourselves, you know, like our motivations and our potential, and maybe even some of those inner struggles that we all deal with, you know. And we've got some really compelling material here that we're going to be looking at.
Yeah, this is really fascinating stuff.
Yeah. And our goal in this deep dive is to really make these ideas clear for you, you know, to show you how these archetypal images can kind of give you a fresh perspective on your own personal growth and maybe even some of those strengths that you don't even realize you have just waiting to be unlocked.
I love that. You know, it's so true because oftentimes we think about unlocking our potential and it feels so abstract. You know, you're kind of chasing this vague idea. But what I think is so useful about the concept of archetypes and what I really appreciated from the material you shared is that it gives us these really recognizable figures, these characters almost, that we can start to understand and identify within ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, it makes it much more tangible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a really good place to start would be with like the archetype of the hero. And now, you know, you hear hero and you might immediately think of like, you know, Superman or Wonder Woman or someone doing these like grand public acts. But what's really interesting about the hero archetype is it's much more about the inner journey of overcoming challenges, right? It's that drive we all have to strive for self-improvement. It's fundamental, isn't it?
It is. And one thing that all the sources that we're looking at really emphasize is that the path of the hero is never, you know, smooth sailing.
No, definitely not.
It's paved with trials, with obstacles that you need to overcome. And it's actually through navigating these difficulties that the hero archetype within us grows stronger and gains that valuable wisdom.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, think back to a time in your own life when you had to face a really tough situation.
Yeah.
You know, and it was that grit, that determination you found within yourself to keep going, right?
Yeah.
To keep pushing through, to learn from it. You know, that's the hero archetype in action. You know, showing you this inner strength that maybe you didn't even know you had before you were tested.
Right. And then building on that idea of learning and gaining wisdom, we come to the sage.
Yes, the sage. Love it.
Now, the sage isn't necessarily about being old or having all the answers, right?
No, it's more than that.
It's more about embodying this kind of quest for knowledge, a desire to have deep insight and understanding. And often you see the sage kind of acting as mentor, offering guidance and inspiration based on that wisdom that they've accumulated.
Yeah, like that wise old, you know, man or woman on the mountaintop or something, right?
Right. Although, like I said, it doesn't have to be old.
Right, right.
But what's interesting about the sage, as highlighted in a lot of this material, is that it's not just about collecting information. It's about being able to think critically, see patterns, and offer really thoughtful perspectives to other people.
Yeah. And have you ever found yourself like in a situation where you're the one that people come to for advice? You know, like they value your opinion because you seem to see things so clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's likely the sage archetype kind of, you know, showing up in your personality. It's like this inherent potential for wisdom and guidance.
It's almost like an intuition, right? You can sort of feel your way through things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Now, this next one's a little bit, it can sound a little bit mysterious, maybe even a little bit negative at first glance, but it's actually a super important part of the whole puzzle when we're talking about understanding our full potential.
Yeah.
We're going to dive into the shadow archetype. What do you think about when you hear shadow, right?
Yeah, the shadow.
It's a bit dark, isn't it?
It does sound a little ominous, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people, when they think of their shadow, they immediately jump to their negative traits, right? The parts of themselves that they don't like or that they want to hide away.
Yeah, the stuff we sweep under the rug, right?
Exactly. But the material we're looking at actually points to a much more nuanced picture. The shadow, as it turns out, encompasses all those aspects of our personality, both the good and the bad, that we haven't fully integrated into our conscious awareness.
Oh, okay. So it's not just like the bad stuff.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting. Within those unacknowledged parts of ourselves, both the good and the bad, can lie dormant strengths. like talents and abilities that we've overlooked or maybe even suppressed because we're afraid of them or we don't understand them.
So it's almost like there's this hidden potential within the shadow, right?
Exactly. By bringing these shadow aspects into the light, by understanding them, we can actually transform what we might perceive as negative or weak into these valuable resources, which ultimately leads to a greater sense of wholeness and really, you know, unlocking more of who we truly are capable of being.
Yeah, that's such an empowering way to look at it. You know, it's not about denying those parts of ourselves. It's about integrating them and using them to our advantage, right? So let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the creator archetype. This one, I think, is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think most people have an intuitive sense of what that means.
Yeah, but, you know, when we talk about the creator, it's all about that fundamental human drive to make something new.
Right.
To bring something into the world that wasn't there before.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a huge invention or a masterpiece of art.
I don't know.
It can be anything, you know?
Yeah.
From a new recipe to a new way of organizing your desk.
Right.
It's about using your intuition and your imagination to innovate.
Yeah. And I think it's really about that feeling of being inspired, right? You know, when you feel that spark and you just have to create something, whether it's, like you said, a painting, a poem, a new project at work, even just like a different way of approaching a problem, it's that human capacity for innovation and self-expression.
And it's so fulfilling, right? When you create something, you bring it into the world. It's just, it's so satisfying.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like a part of you is coming out through that creation, you know?
Exactly.
All right, so let's move on to another really important set of archetypes. The mother and the father. Now, these aren't necessarily about our actual parents, right? But rather, they represent those universal qualities of nurturing, support, protection, and guidance.
That's a really important point to make because we all have these archetypes within us, regardless of our relationship with our actual parents.
Right, exactly.
And they reflect this innate human ability to look after others, to foster their growth and well-being, and to provide that sense of stability and encouragement that everyone needs.
Yeah, and think about those times when you've been there for someone else,
yeah.
Right? When you've offered guidance or just a shoulder to cry on, you know, that's the mother or the father archetype at play.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think it's so interesting how it highlights our potential to not only nurture others, but also to nurture ourselves. Because sometimes, you know, we need to be our own mother or father, right?
Okay.
We need to give ourselves that same kind of care and compassion.
Absolutely. We need to be able to self-soothe and self-nurture.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, for something a little bit lighter, let's talk about the jester archetype.
Oh, I love the jester.
Yeah. This one is all about, you know, embracing the lighter side of life, finding the humor in situations, and not taking things quite so seriously all the time.
And the jester really reminds us of the power of playfulness.
Yeah.
And that by not getting bogged down by rigidity or seriousness, we can actually free ourselves from all that unnecessary internal pressure that we put on ourselves.
So
right?
Lighten up a bit.
And we become much more adaptable to change and to unexpected circumstances.
Yeah, because life throws you curveballs, doesn't it?
It does.
You got to be able to roll with it.
You do.
And the jester helps you do that.
Absolutely. The jester unlocks our potential for joy, resilience, and, you know, just that fresh perspective when things are tough.
Love that. Now, we've got another archetype here that feels really central to this whole idea of unlocking our potential. It's the creative soul. It's that, you know, that deep-seated yearning within us to express ourselves, to be individuals, to tap into our own unique talents.
Well, yes. The creative soul is all about making your unique mark on the world.
Yeah.
It's that intrinsic drive to contribute something that only you can contribute.
Yeah.
And it's the force behind, you know, our desire for self-expression, for following our passions.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it can be really hard to, like, tap into that, you know, because we're so busy with the day-to-day and all of our responsibilities. But it's so important to remember that we all have that creative soul within us.
And to nurture it. Right.
Yeah, to nurture it, to make time for it.
Right.
Because that's where, you know, so much of our potential lies, I think.
Absolutely.
All right. Finally, we come to a really transformative archetype, the alchemist. This one's all about change, about turning, you know, lead into gold, so to speak. It's about that process of inner transformation.
The alchemist to me is all about growth.
Yeah.
And taking our inner struggles, our challenges, even our perceived limitations, and transforming them into wisdom and strength and a deeper understanding of ourselves.
Yeah, it's like taking those raw materials, right?
Yeah.
And forging something beautiful and valuable out of them.
Exactly. And it's a really powerful symbol of hope, you know?
Yeah.
Because it suggests that within every difficulty, there's the potential for this, you know, really profound personal evolution, like discovering our own inner gold.
I love that. So we've explored all these different facets of ourselves through the lens of these archetypes.
Yeah.
The hero, the sage, the shadow, the creator, the mother and the father, the jester, the creative soul, and the alchemist. And it really highlights just how multifaceted we all are, right?
Right. And what I find so interesting is that these archetypes, they don't exist in isolation within us, right?
No, definitely not.
They influence each other. They interact with each other.
Yeah, like a whole cast of characters, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's that dynamic interplay between them that really shapes our personality and drives the unfolding of our unique potential.
I love that.
Mm.
So I want to leave you with this question.
Yeah.
As you think about these archetypes, you know, which one speaks to you the most right now?
Mm.
What aspect of your potential do you feel most drawn to? Or maybe you feel is ready to be awakened?
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we've been talking about, we all have these archetypes within us. And it's up to us to decide which ones we want to nurture, which ones we want to bring into the light, you know?
Yeah.
So as you go about your day or your week or your life, I encourage you to really think about these archetypes.
And maybe even, you know, just as you go about your day, see if you can notice these archetypes in the people around you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not just about self-discovery, you know. It's also about understanding the world around us and the roles that these archetypes play in the larger human story.
That's such a good point, you know. It's like once you start to see these patterns, you start to see them everywhere.
Sure.
And it really gives you a deeper appreciation for, you know, the human experience as a whole. So thank you so much for joining us on The Deep Dive today. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.